morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
What do you think about that, huh?
Incredible.
Pretty good.
Put it in 33-inch headlines. We got us a real down-home, honest-to-goodness quarterback controversy.
Now, why do you want to start with that?
Just like I prayed to Dahmer about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, why are you praying for this?
Power of prayer, Georgie.
Don't say that. You're 3-1. Just power be thankful for that.
Hey, I'm very proud of that, and I'm not being tried.
Okay.
Although I'm smiling when I say that, I do think that, you know, a win is a win, and I'm very happy about the job that that Cupper has done for us.
Yeah, you do say it kind of weird.
What I say, what kind of weird?
You say Cooper, weird.
I'm saying Cupper the same way you're saying
that's
Cupper.
What I'm talking about.
Right, we're saying it the same.
Okay.
Okay.
Cupper.
And just to get an update out there to the Gobble fans, I'm really not sure when Dak's hand is going to be all healed up and ready to play. And in fact, if Cupper keeps playing like this, it might end up taking a while for Dak's hand to heal up.
Okay.
I think it's safe to say it could be several weeks before he's ready to come back and start disappointing us again. And so...
disappoint us.
In fact, I just consulted with some medical staff, and I know that his hand won't be healed soon. I've hired doctors Jeff Galuli and Sean Eckhart.
Oh, my gosh.
And they say that Dak's hand won't be ready until next season.
They're going to see to it.
Right. But I tell you what, old... Cupper sure knows how to scare old Jerry's heart out of rhythm. I'm having that J.J. Watt out of rhythm stuff with them interceptions that Cupper throws that end up not being interceptions.
Yeah, caught a break there.
But boy, that's them are chest clutchers for sure when he does that. It's a good little gag he's got. But he's made me so happy. I'm thinking of having a few more gate babies in celebration.
Okay.
Stop.
That's
it with
not
the gate
a way
thing.
To celebrate.
This winning streak's getting a little expensive for old Jerry because Baruker gets a new pony every time we win a game. Well, it's a promise I made to her. It's a promise I made to her mother there at, I want to say it was gate 28 there at the terminal.
Stop it with that.
Promise to her mother.
Stop bringing it up.
But, so far, my backyard looks like a Mustang ranch with as many ponies running around there. She loves her ponies, George. She likes.
Well, who wouldn't love a pony?
Wearing her tutus and dressing up like Ariel and Sleeping Booty and all that. And
Sleeping Booty.
Yeah. But how'd you like them Commander uniforms?
I like y'all's better. They were a little busy.
Well, ours certainly had more positivity to them, but but I kind of thought they looked good.
Did you?
But, yeah, because it's all like intimidating looking, kind of look like Darth Vader.
Darth?
From the Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I thought they was pretty intimidating looking, but I hate to give any credit to that organization.
Yeah.
Because of that that horny little hobbit that's running that whole thing.
I thought you liked having him around because he makes you guys look good.
Well, now that is true. I mean, look, hey, every other owner in the NFL wants him gone except for me. I'm the only one protecting him and keeping him around.
The horny hobbit.
Yeah. Because, I mean, hey, as long as he's got those pictures of me and those Hooters waitresses in that hotel room, I'll always have his back. I mean, he has the photographic proof on me, so...
Oh, no.
And I'm talking some real gene-leaving type photos.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I can appreciate his whimsical wife cheating and adultery. I do like his style, but but the difference between me and Dan Snyder is I don't have to ask anybody to hand me the jar of pickles from the top shelf like he does.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess you got that advantage.
Yeah, we're just having fun.
That's just having a little fun. You're three and one's having fun.
3-1 fun. That's what we're doing. 3-1 fun. And everybody keep rooting for that cupper.
Okay.
Go cupper.
Let's go cupper. We'll see you. There goes Jarrah.